Happy July! This is Jan Brett, and this is my July Hedgegram, my newsy letter to kids and interested people that I put together so you can have a glimpse into my life as an illustrator and picture book writer. Since July is the month where our country celebrates its birthday, I would like to make sure to thank all the men and women in the armed services and their families for their service. My daughter is a Marine, and I know how proud I am of her and her husband for their service. They joke that Marines age in dog years. Behind the joke is the truth that our Marines, soldiers, airmen, and sailors work very hard in areas that range from hard to unpleasant to dangerous. And although they rarely complain, we have to take that extra step in our thought processes to appreciate what they do. It's very hard when a spouse or mom or dad is deployed, and I put some coloring pages on my website just for you. Color them and email to dad or mom so they can admire your art skills. I am currently working on a picture book called The Story of Mossy. It's about a turtle that grows a garden on her back and is taken off to a museum because she is such a marvel. She leaves behind another turtle that misses her and remains faithful while she is making headlines at the museum. A little girl talks the biologist into returning her back to her home, and she is reunited with her friend. I finished the book dummy, the cartoon version of the story, a mock-up of the 32-page book. I started out doing thumbnails, small versions of the pages, but ended up starting over and creating a larger dummy so I could more accurately realize all the nuances in the borders. My editor, Margaret, encouraged me to work it out at the dummy stage rather than going to the finished artwork too soon. It is always hard to hear that, but I have a lot of trust in my editor, and now I'm glad I did. It means I'm way behind schedule. If you are working on a story, I can tell you that it isn't always a smooth process. The most important thing is to keep a high standard in your head and keep moving. Like a lot of things, just spending lots of dedicated time on the project helps. I'm tremendously enthusiastic about finally reaching the finished artwork stage. I have a new iPhone, so I have been taking photos of local wildflowers on my runs that will appear in the book. We're currently living in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, and there is a lot of natural beauty in the Tyringham Valley. There is also a cascading brook that runs 3 miles down our big hill with lots of ferny, mossy habitat to set Mossy's home in. I especially need lots of photos of little waterfalls. Making moving water is hard to capture, so I'll use the photos as my guide. My book takes place in two locations, Mossy's home and the Natural History Museum. On the museum pages, I'm putting the museum collections in the borders. The page I'm working on now is surrounded by rocks, minerals, and gems. They are fun and challenging to draw. I first went to the Harvard Museum to see their collection, which is very inspiring. The different forms are out of this world. Some, like the meteorites, are quite literally from out of this world. I will have collections of shells, fossils, beetles, orchids, birds' eggs, feathers, and arrowheads in the borders. I'm not including any specimens of animals, although that is always my favorite part of a natural history museum. I will never forget the first time I saw a taxidermied pangolin, a very unusual and seldom seen animal. It looks like an anteater with a pine cone hide. Even though my fall book tour is months away, we are finalizing our stops at stores. I will be signing Home for Christmas. At the Book Expo, the book industry's big convention, I saw the first bound copies. There is foil on the jacket, a sparkly material that I saw for the first time as well. I love the jacket. Now I just have to wait and see if people like mischievous trolls as much as I do. There is a fascination with children that live with animals. Romulus and Remus, Mowgli in The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling, to name two. I was always curious and envious. I tried to talk my parents into letting me sleep in my horse's stall when I was in fifth grade, but they wisely said no. Finally, I got to live vicariously through Rolo the Troll when he moves in with an owl family, bears, otters, becomes pals with a lynx, and finally lives with a herd of moose. It's always a bit anxiety-provoking to have a book you're working on excitedly be just about released. One book is finished, but not published yet. It will be in September. Another book is being worked on, and a third, The Turnip, is being planned for. We are planning to go to St. Petersburg in early June of next year to look at some Russian farms and rural architecture. I hope all that summer energy is making you want to work on your writing and art projects. I love to get out and do long-distance runs and turn over ideas for books in my mind. Happy reading and creating, your friend, Jan Brett.